Well, hello gentlemen, Solo Man here. Now I've made a video like this before, but I think it's time for another one. Cause maybe the other one I made didn't connect. Probably a lot of my videos actually. But most of us believe that we're free, don't we? You know the saying, oh, I'm a member of the free world. But we're not free, are we? We're really no freer than, say, the people in North Korea. Now, of course, the people in North Korea, if they say something against the government out loud, people will hear them and they will report them. And then a van will come along and these people will be shoved in the back of it and you'll never see them again. Of course, it's slightly different in the civilized world. If you say something that people don't agree with, they try to kind of cancel you. Maybe get you fired from your job. Destroy your reputation, destroy your life. So really, is that so much different than being taken into a van and disappear? The media is also working for the government. In North Korea, all the media is owned by the government. And they will lie and tell you that the government there is wonderful and fantastic. And it's providing everything for the citizens. And if something bad happens in their government, the media will cover it up. Is our media so much different where you are? Even in Canada, Trudeau bought the media, well, gave them a grant for $600 million. That obviously was a payoff, so the media would make them look good and cover up any bad mistakes. Exactly the same as North Korea. They heavily tax people and take the money that we've earned and give it to other people that they like better, for nothing. In North Korea, of course, they work on the backs of the workers, and the workers pay for the government and the elites. So the world we're living in right now is very similar to North Korea. Freedom in our countries now is a kind of a myth. Maybe it always was. Fortunately, I'm old enough to remember when freedom did feel like freedom, especially when I lived in Canada. I'm afraid those days are long gone. Of course, I should feel really very lucky I can sit here having a Peroni and talk on my video at the moment. But I do feel that those days are kind of numbered too. Of course, I did spend 10 years in Thailand as well. And you can actually be free in Thailand if you have enough money. And I wonder where all this big controlling thing came from. I mean, is there any other species on this planet that are control freaks? Hey, think I know who the people are, don't you? Take it easy.